This week on the podcast for New All Ages Comics, the DC duo, The Rocketeer, Mega Man, Star Force, DuckTales, and more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
That is very true. It's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thank you for listening to the podcast this week. It is back to normal, kind of, in the publishing world. There were a couple weeks where there weren't many books, so there were a lot of graphic novels and some books. This week, though, it's pretty normal. Let's kick things off with the DC duo. This is what I call the Looney Tunes Scooby-Doo team-up week, the DC duo, because they're both from DC Comics, and both of these comic books, every single issue, is fabulous, really is great. Let's take a look at Looney Tunes number 241. It's got some art and story by Shoddy Fish, Robert Pope, and Scott Gross. Robert Pope, we interviewed that cat about 2 years ago. And the way he described how he draws each character, really fascinating, because basically he steps into the shoes of whichever character that he's doing, because in addition to Looney Tunes and stuff, he draws lots of other things. So I mentioned that to say, he's a fabulous dude, and this comic book is great. It usually has between 3 to 5 stories of various length, and it's only $2.99. Go into any elementary school library. This comic book will be in there for good reason, and it's great. The cover to this one has a security dog who is manhandling Sylvester as Sylvester tries to reach for Tweety. Great fun. Our kids have loved this comic for years. Our 8-year-old still loves it. It's Looney Tunes, issue 241. The other part of the DC duo is this one. It's Scooby-Doo Team-Up, and issue 34 is out this week. And we prefer Scooby-Doo Team-Up as opposed to the other Scooby-Doo title that comes out from DC Comics. Part of that reason is because it involves some really cool and maybe some lesser-known DC superheroes, since it's all coming to you from DC Comics. And in this issue, number 34, you've got the Mystery Gang meeting Batgirl, Black Canary, and the rest of the Birds of Prey. And as you guess, maybe Daphne and Velma hook up with the Birds of Prey and help fight crime. And as is the other DC title on this one, it's only $2.99. And that's a great price point because kids are not going to be kind to comic books. And this is a comic book that kids will read over and over and over. Issue 34, for example, actually previous issues to Scooby-Doo Team-Up. This is one of our 8-year-old's go-to comic books whenever we give him $3 or $4 and say, go to the comic book store. Obviously, we're with him when we're in the comic book store and we give him the money. This is one of the ones that he'll always grab. It's a great comic book. Scooby-Doo Team-Up 34. And if you haven't experienced it, please check out this one because it also will introduce you to some cool superheroes. This book came out last week, but we were in such a rush with the weather down here that we forgot to mention it in the podcast. High Low. It's H-I-L-O. This is the fourth in this graphic novel series, High Low, Waking the Monsters by Judd Winnick. And this miniseries, this graphic novel series, is fabulous. We thought we discovered a little gem last year, but it turns out when we mentioned book number 3, to some of our then 7-year-old's friends, they gave me this kind of sarcastic look like, old man, don't you know Hilo is cool? I didn't. I discovered him at book 3. Book 4, I expect nothing less from. The skinny on this is you've got a futuristic robot boy who is traveling through time with his friends. There is nothing not to like about this, and it is great. Again, this is going to be one of those staples in your elementary school libraries. You can mention it to the elementary school media specialist. They're going to know about it. If you want to be the star of your elementary school, buy a copy of this for the library, and it will immediately be checked out. It's Hilo, Waking the Monsters. It's a graphic novel. It's a book. So it's going to be in the graphic novel section of your comic book store or online. The Rocketeer. Now, who's down with The Rocketeer? Mm-hmm. I ask kind of a loaded question because he's not really well known. From the 1991 movie and even the pulp series from back in the, what was it, the 20s or 30s? Maybe even the 40s, when The Rocketeer first came out from Dave Stevens. This week has the best of The Rocketeer adventures from IDW Publishing. And this is a bang for the buck type series, a bang for the buck special comic book, because it's a one-off. It is $5, but it's 40 pages. So it's a lot of material, a lot of all ages okay material in this one graphic novel. I say graphic novel, comic book. It collects five different stories. So call it whatever you want to, but it's a fun little series. And it still has some of the pulp elements that it originated from, but it's going to be more of an adventure series for kids, I'll say 9 and up, because it will involve more reading than, say, a first or second grader may tolerate. But if you're in 3rd, 4th, or 5th, and you want to read something fun and just slightly left to center about a test pilot who finds a rocket and straps it to his back for fun and adventure and to save the world and beat the Nazis, The Rocketeer is your jam. And it is $5 from IDW. If you have an app, of course you have a device that has apps. What am I talking about? Disney XD, their app is changing name. Disney is putting all of their apps under one new just catch-all Disney app. I mention that because Disney XD is the home to this series, DuckTales. DuckTales issue number 5, it's out this week. DuckTales, the comic book, DuckTales, the television show, they're different. This series from IDW is an all-new story when Uncle Scrooge goes to a pirate ship to save Donald and the nephews. It's action, it's fun, and as it is with the Rocketeer, it's going to have a little bit more reading than some younger kids may like. Case in point, our 6-year-old loves anything Donald Duck. Loves Donald Duck. DD, for short. However, DuckTales involves a little too much reading for him to read on his own, but he likes to look through it with us as we read it to him and laugh along at the pictures, as will your child. It's $3.99, again from IDW Publishing, and it really is a good comic book. It's DuckTales, issue number 5, out this week. Another television series that has a great comic book that comes out monthly, in quotation marks. They skipped a couple months, and I think they're back to a monthly publishing standard. It's Invader Zim. Invader Zim, issue 27 from Oni Press. It's out this week. And if you're not down with Invader Zim, it is not as irreverent as Adventure Time, and it's slightly more grounded. It's not as surreal, but it's still very goofy and very kind of a physical comedy in nature. It is a very good show and a nice comic book that isn't one of the go-to comic books just because, I don't know why, our kids never latched onto it. But your kid, and I know a lot of my friends up in New York, their kids love Invader Zim, go mental over it. And this could be a good gateway reading comic book. Perhaps, if you have a child that loves Invader Zim, or that loves the wacky hijinks of kid-friendly science fiction, then Invader Zim issue 27 from Oni Press could be something that you want to check out. This next comic book is a little more than I like to pay for comic books. It's $7.99, so it's $8, but it's a thick comic book, 80 pages, first issue, so it's got a couple things going on. It's from Udon, with a partnership from Capcom. So if you say, well, Capcom, they're very video game based. Udon is very, they've got their hands squarely in the Japanese kind of anime market. This is what's happening. It's Mega Man Master Mix, The Blue Bomber Returns. Now this one, it involves stories of the Blue Bomber that are interpreted through the classic stories of the Japanese artist Hitoshi Ariga. And it's for the first time in color. So you're looking at new drawings that are colorized about robots and humans living and working together, but 6 robots go bad, and Mega Man has to set them straight. I like the premise of this, partially because of robots, Japan, artistry, and size. You get a lot of bang for the buck on this one. 80 pages in a comic book, that's pretty good. And I like titles that are going to appeal to kids who maybe are looking for something that's not quite typical. They don't want a superhero in tights. They don't want something that's so overtly surreal that they watch on television. Maybe they want something that's really unique. They're looking for a title that's going to be maybe culturally different and represented that way in the way it's drawn. And even though this is drawn from something else, but it's drawn very similar to it. Look forward to checking this one out. It's Mega Man Master Mix. This is going to be for fans of Mega Man. It's going to be for people that like anime, or for kids, I'll say ages 9 and up, because it's going to involve a little bit of reading, and it's going to be a little different. So I think 9 and up could handle something different. For example, our 8-year-old, he's not really into things that are too different right now. He wouldn't be a fan of this. 9-year-olds, because their reading level is going to be a little higher, and they're going to be more apt to say, I like something that's a little bit different. Check this out, Mega Man Master Mix, number 1. I think this is an ongoing series. I think it's ongoing, but the jury is still out on that. For girls, you girls that like action, if you are a 7-8-year-old girl looking for something cool that has action, that maybe not be about a pony or a unicorn or a talking bear or something like that. You want some action? Is that what you want? Or maybe you're a parent, a mom, a dad to a girl that describes. Check out this miniseries. It's from Dark Horse. And Dark Horse, it's not synonymous with all ages comics. That's why this one kind of stands out. It's Zodiac Star Force, The Cries of the Fire Prince, issue number 3. Zodiac Star Force, it sounds kind of like a girly one, but there's enough action in here to where it's going to bring in those girls who like science fiction, who like action, but also like things to be just a little less boyish, if I may describe it as such. This is 32 pages. It's an ongoing miniseries, full color. I think you'll like it, and it's got some really neat artwork that, again, is very... It's not anime-esque, but it looks very classic and kind of like an 80s or a 70s cartoon vibe with just a hint of anime. Ages 8 and up, if you're a girl looking for some cool science fiction action, I think Zodiac Star Force Cries of the Fire Prince could be your jam.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.